All right, joining us from State Police is Public Information Officer David Henderson from the Jasper Post. And, you know, Sergeant, this is we're coming up on a weekend that's a big travel weekend, not only in the state of Indiana, but also the entire country where people are going to be out on the roads, which means we have likelihoods of drunk driving and accidents and all kinds of things. And I know you guys take this seriously every year. This is the time where you guys launch your sort of Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over initiative. Explain to people just kind of what the heart is of the initiative real quick.
During the holiday weekend coming up, we will have extra troopers out working overtime patrols, targeting drunk and impaired drivers. We'll have a zero tolerance for any drunk driving or drug-related driving. Every year we have many accidents that occur during this weekend due to people not planning ahead if they're going to decide to have an alcoholic beverage and drive. We encourage everyone to plan ahead. If you decide to drink, then have someone drive you home.
You guys have been saying throughout the month of August that drunk driving has been on the rise in Indiana. What kind of evidence or data do you guys have to back that up?
Out of the 898 traffic fatalities that occurred in 2020, 151 of those was alcohol-related. In 2019, 130 of the accidents were fatal due to alcohol.
So when you look at the toll that it can take on the country as a whole, where do you think, what kind of toll does it take, maybe not just on police, but also drivers and families and things like that?
I've been a trooper for almost 30 years, and I've had to make notifications to families several times that their loved one has been hurt, injured, or killed in a crash involving alcohol, and that's something that will affect a family for the rest of their time. They're hard to that's one of the hardest calls a policeman has to make, is to deliver a notification like that.
It's not just alcohol that you guys are concerned about. It's also drugs. What kind of drugs are you concerned about that might cause some impaired judgment?
Any kind of drug that says it can affect your driving when you get a prescription, they'll tell you don't drive with this, don't overuse it, don't use it for any kind of operating any kind of vehicle or equipment. So we're targeting not just the illicit drugs that you hear about on the street, but also prescription drugs that people sometimes don't realize can affect their driving ability and their dexterity.
When you guys say that extra patrols will be out, what sort of things are you guys going to stop and maybe ticket everyone who's doing it? Are you going to issue warnings? What are these patrols going to look like?
We'll have extra troopers that are working overtime hours apart from their regular hours, and they'll be out taking aggressive action on any traffic violation and making stops on it and looking for the impaired driver.
All right, and this goes until when?
Until September 6th.
All right. And then does that last through the entire day, or does that last leading up to the day?
It'll last the whole day up to through September 6th.
Okay. And is this something all of state police is involved in, or just certain factions?
No, the entire state police department will be out in force. We will have these extra patrols throughout the state of Indiana.
Okay. Well, Sergeant, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just drive sober or get pulled over, and please be safe on the Indiana roadways. If you do come across an impaired driver, please call 911, and we'll dispatch a trooper to come and attempt to make a stop on that person.
All right. He's David Henderson, Sergeant and Public Information Officer with the Jasper Post of Indiana State Police. Sergeant, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.